the Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Amy is here today for Am I Wrong? Hello, Amy.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
What's going on? What do you think you're wrong about? Or what do you think someone else is wrong about? Or what's the problem, basically?
Basically, I need to know if I'm wrong because one of my good friends just had a baby shower, and this is like her third kid, so it was super intimate. Just like five or six of our really good friends showed up.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, we celebrated it, but it's like, cool, you know, you have three kids, so it wasn't like a huge ordeal.
Right.
But I did still get her a gift.
All
and
right.
About maybe like a week or two later, I got the thank you note in the mail, looked at it, and was like, okay, cool, good to go.
Okay.
Then a couple days later, I got this message, and she was like, hey, Cole. I was like, hey. She's like, did you get my note? And so I start looking through my mail thinking that maybe she has an invite for something else I missed.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, no, I didn't get a note from you. What am I looking for? And she's like, oh, so you didn't get my thank you note. I'll resend it. And I was like, no, I got your thank you note. I thought you meant something different. And then there was this awkward, dramatic, like, pause. And she said, so you didn't want to say thank you? And so I was like... thank you for what? And she said, for sending me the thank you note. And I said, I thought it was just kind of an understood appreciation because I got you a gift. You said thank you. And
right.
then I didn't really know. I was supposed to say, like, thank you back to her. Thank you. And then it's also like, so then does she thank me for saying thank you to her?
Oh, my God. This has happened before. This is the worst. I hate when people do that.
Right. Like, the thank you note's the period at the end of the sentence.
That's
right?
It. You don't have to do anything else. You're done.
Conversation over.
Right.
Well, and then it's like, am I supposed to send her an actual thank you note back to her thank you note? Or is it just a verbal thing?
Okay.
Anyways, we got into a big fight, and I need to know if I'm the one that's wrong or if it's her.
I mean, I'm going to go ahead and vote that you're okay here.
Yeah,
but,
you're in the right here.
There's two sides to every story. What's your friend's name?
Her name is Brenda.
All right, let's call Brenda and find out what's going on.
Hello?
Brenda.
Yeah.
Hi, good morning, Brenda. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, doing really well. Doing really well. Brenda, by the way, it's Mark Kay and Megan from 95.1 WAPE.
Hey, Brenda.
Oh, wow.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah. Listen, congrats on the baby.
Oh, thank you.
We also have your friend Amy on the phone.
Oh, hey, hi, Amy.
Yeah, she's the one that told us about the baby.
Now it makes more sense.
Yeah, it makes more sense. Yeah. Now, she told us all about you, Brenda.
Okay. All good, I hope.
Well,
she kind of had an issue with, you know, you sending the thank you card and then you kind of calling her out for not saying thank you for the thank you card. And she's just kind of confused about that whole situation.
Yeah. Can you tell us what you expect from your friends in terms of thank you cards and whatnot?
Well, I mostly just, you know, I didn't know that she had received the card because I hadn't heard anything from her. So I guess, you know, just it would have been nice for her to acknowledge that she had gotten it.
Right.
Okay.
So that I knew that she knew that I was grateful for her gift. And also, I don't know if you guys have ever done thank you cards, but it work. And, you know, sometimes it's nice to have it acknowledged that you put the effort in to say thank you.
So you were just looking for her to be like, hey, got the card, it's cute, or something like that, not necessarily to say thank you for the thank you card.
Yeah, I mean, it would be nice if she was grateful for the effort that I have made to do that, but mostly, yeah, I just wanted to know that she had gotten the card.
Okay, were you expecting a card back, or just could it have been a text or a verbal thing?
No, yeah, just like a text, like, hey, I got your card, thanks.
Okay.
But and then, Amy, your point is just that, like, oh, well, I already got the present, so, like, I'm done here.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. Like, Brenda, I get that it's a lot of work, and I'm not saying I'm not grateful for you writing it, but, like, when does it end, you know? Like, so would you have said thank you back to me? Like, if I had sent you a thank you card for your thank you card, then I put in the effort to write it. So would you call me and say thank you?
Right. You know what we need is your welcome cards.
No, we don't.
So you send a thank you card, and they're like, oh, you're welcome. And then maybe that's the end of it.
No.
No? All right. Hang on one second, you two. 833-685-9595 is our new number. 833-685-9595. Do you have to thank somebody for sending you a thank you card? 833-685-9595. Amy called us up because she wanted to know if she was wrong for not thanking her friend Brenda for sending her a thank you card for getting her a baby shower gift. Is that it, Amy?
Yes. I'm just trying to figure out, does everybody else send like an additional thank you card for a thank you card?
Right.
Am I totally crazy on this?
And Brenda, you're basically saying you just need to acknowledge, like, thank me for thanking you, not send a card.
Yeah. I mean, a text would be totally fine.
Okay. So thank you text for the thank you card for the gift.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Got it. Who's right? Who's wrong? 833-685-9595. 95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. How far do you have to go with thank you cards? If somebody sends you a thank you card, do you then have to acknowledge that you got it with a thank you of some kind? 833-685-9595. Hey, Shelby from Fleming Island. Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
Great, Shelby. Do you send thank you cards for thank you cards?
No, I don't.
Oh. All right.
That's good.
Yeah. What do you think about this whole thing? Who's right? Who's wrong then?
Well, I think about as far as the lady asking for, you know, that sent the card, is why is she sending it? Is she sending it so that she gets a response and she wants acknowledgement for taking this step? Or is she sending it to thank her friend for her gift?
No, good
and
point.
If it's the second one, then she just needs to not worry about it.
Right. Like she's almost sending it not to say, thank you, I appreciate your gift, but like, hey, look at how great I am taking the time to thank
right.
you. Please acknowledge that.
Yeah, like I want credit for, you know, for taking this step and being so courteous. And it's kind of like, that's not the whole point of it. And like, I'm getting married next month and I'm making a huge list of thank you cards to give to people. And it's purely just so that they know I appreciate them.
Yeah.
I don't expect 50 thank you cards back.
Right. Exactly.
You know, we could probably save everybody a lot of time and just cut out the step of thank you cards. Just,
I agree. I don't need a thank you card. I mean, I appreciate the gesture, but I'm just saying like, you could just tell me thank you. And I would not be offended if I didn't get a card.
Cause you know what happens is, like with, you know, whenever you have a party of any kind, somebody has to grab a pad and a pen
right.
and sit down and be like the friggin' scribe or
right.
secretary of the party to say, okay, Megan got you this lovely,
right.
you know,
and why
gift.
Wouldn't you just say, hey, thank you at the time.
Right.
And then also thank you for coming to the party. And then that be the end of it.
Right.
I don't know why.
It makes sense.
No, it
doesn't make sense because, like, I don't think there's, you know, there should be a designated party scribe. That's not really an industry.
Right.
It makes it so boring, too. It's
no,
like,
it sure does. It's like, yeah. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. You know what we do with the kids is because, like, they'll get, you know, from their grandparents and stuff. So we have to have the photographer, too. And like, hold up the outfit Grandma got you, and they have to hold it up, and then you have to send Grandma the picture and all that stuff.
It's you get like a photographer?
I mean, like, I'm the photographer.
Oh, okay. I thought I was like, wow.
No.
You guys really go all out.
By designated photographer,
it's
I mean
you.
My wife's yelling at me to take photos
I
of the kids.
I got it. Okay.
Say, send that to my parents so they know that we got it.
That makes sense.
Benjamin from the North Side, how are you?
I'm doing great, and yourself?
Oh, doing great, Benjamin. What do you think?
I feel that it's common courtesy, you know, once you give somebody a gift, then they'll say thank you, and then you say you're welcome. So I just think it's courteous to do so, whereas if you give them a gift and they don't ever say thank you, then you'll be thinking, man, they didn't even appreciate the gift. So,
but what about the thing? But what she's saying is, I sent a thank you card, and my friend did not even acknowledge receiving the thank you card.
Yeah, I think the friend should have acknowledged that she got the card and just said that you're welcome. Say, hey, I got your card,
all
and
right.
you're welcome.
Oh,
let
really?
Let her know that she got it. Yes, sir.
You know what you should do if you really want to make sure people got your card is maybe enclose a self-addressed stamped envelope with a card saying, yes, I received your thank you card.
I mean, I don't even think that's like the text to let you know. That's, I know you were joking, but I'm saying like that is just, it seems like an extra unnecessary step.
Yeah.
Because that happened to me before too. I'm like, I don't want to have to say thanks for the cute little card. Like,
right.
I got it. It's fine. It's here. It's in the garbage already.
The car. Yeah, I know, right? I read it. I threw it away. Thanks so much.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Cheryl, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Oh, doing great, Cheryl. Thanks so much for asking. Cheryl, what do you think about this thanking someone for a thank you card? Is that a thing?
I think that's preposterous. First of all, sending thank you cards, and I don't want to diss this woman, but sending thank you cards is manners 101. I mean, it's a dying art in this day and age to send thank you cards, honestly, among our young people.
Yeah.
But truthfully, when you send a thank you card, they are not obligated to thank you for sending a thank you card. That's
right.
Just being nice. You know, it's, I mean, silly to think that, yeah, you know, somebody should thank you for that.
I remember there was a movie. I want to say it was Brooklyn. I don't know if you ever saw it, but her mom sent thank you cards to people that sent thank you notes or condolence letters or something. But, I mean, her mom was like a crazy old loon who was alone and had lots of time on her hands.
Right, right.
Not a normal person.
There may be people who do that, but it really, honestly, I know when I send a thank you card,
yeah,
that is just my way of thanking them, and then it's like I take my hands off of it. I don't expect anything in return once I send that.
Well, yeah, I feel like you shouldn't. That's the whole point. Like, they're the one buying you the present, so your job there is done.
Right. Yeah.
Like it should be the end. The thank you card is the end of the conversation. Let's move on with our lives.
Exactly.
All right. Hey, thank you for calling, Cheryl. We appreciate it.
Have a great day.
Yeah, but don't expect the card. Hey, Nancy from St. Augustine.
Hey.
Hey, Nancy. What do you think?
I think the silliest thing I've ever heard. The whole idea of a thank you card is to thank someone for the generosity of their gift, and to expect them to then turn around and thank send you a thank you card, or I don't know, it just seems really silly.
Or text you and say thanks for the thank you card.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean, I do feel like that's even excessive. Like, if I get, I mean, we get thank you cards, I guess, from time to time. My kids get them after birthday parties.
Uh-huh.
But I don't ever say, okay, now go and thank your friend for the thank you card.
Right, you're not supposed to say, hey, got it, thanks. Like, it's just,
Yeah, I feel like we would stop getting invited to parties if we did that. They'd be like, don't invite the kids.
That hasn't
They're
happened
weird.
Already? I'm just kidding. It was a joke.
Linda.
Yes.
Hey, Linda, what'd you want to say?
I just want to say that I think it's a little ridiculous that you want a response to a thank you card. The point is saying thank you for the gift that was brought, not to say thank you for another card.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, no, I think it does seem like it's taking just one step too far. Hey, thanks for the call. If anyone out there sends thank you cards for people who send thank you cards, by all means, give us a call. 833-685-9595. It's the Big 8 Morning Mass. More of your phone calls.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.